Welcome back. I don't know what you're thinking about, but as a matter of fact, I'm so happy right now because I just sent you a lot of, positive signals. So let me just make a conclusion out of what I told you. As a matter of fact, you possibly remember. You might remember I told you about opportunities and, of course, the attitude that you're going to change in your life. So try to have a better, attitude in your life in order to get better, opportunities in life. Try to grab the opportunities to the best of your ability, because opportunities are not going to come up, any second and any moment of your life. Life is so precious, and you're going to understand what life is going to be all about. And the other thing was the fact that you're going to give yourself and people a lot of promises. Try to keep your promises, keep your word, stand with your words, and put them, all at the top of the agenda. If you put them all at the top of the agenda, you can understand how you can feel definitely, happiness and things like that, and how to be happy in your life. And of course, the other thing, which is so important, which is, I'm going to put a lot of emphasis on, is the fact that if you are happy, people are going to look at you and people are going to get example out of your book and out of your life, and they're going to get happy, and we're going to have a better society and a better country, and of course, as a result, a better world. Stay with us. Welcome back. Well, you want to know more about our country, Iran? This is good, because our country is so great and it's got great, great things. Stay with us and watch it. You're going to enjoy that.
The Niavaran Palace Complex is a historical complex situated in the northern part of Tehran, Iran. It consists of several buildings and a museum. The Sahib Qaraniye Palace from the time of Nasser ed-Din Shah from the Qajar dynasty is also inside this complex. The most prominent building remaining from the Qajar era in Niavaran complex is Sahib Qaraniye Mansion, which originally used to be a small building constructed on Fath Ali Shah's order. Later on, during Nasser ed-Din Shah's era, the old building was pulled down and the current magnificent palace was constructed. Further alterations to the building took place during Muzaffar ed-Din Shah. Signing of the constitutional law by Muzaffar ed-Din Shah marked one of the most historic events that took place in the courtyard of this palace. Of the important sections of this palace, warm room or kursi khane, tea room, tableware room, playrooms and reception room can be mentioned, all of which are on the first floor. Precious and luxurious artifacts, plus the excellent interior decoration, create an exquisite and impressive atmosphere, making this palace unique among the likes of it. Also on display are paintings on leather in an ancient style created by artists in the early Pahlavi era. These paintings, created by masters such as Asfarjani and Imami, are unique in their kind. One of the offices of the second king of Pahlavi dynasty is on the second floor of this mansion. The office contains numerous precious gifts dedicated to Pahlavi by other statesmen for the services he had rendered. In one of the adjacent rooms on this floor, there are lots of photographs belonging to the heads of mostly Western states, which apparently were meant to accompany the gifts so that the king would keep them in mind. There are also oil paintings by Kamalul Mulk and other artists of Qajar and Pahlavi eras on this floor, all of which are among the most precious Iranian paintings. Thank you.
Well, our dear viewers, this is the last part of the program. Right now, we are run out of time. And I gotta say goodbye to you. I don't like it myself, believe me. But we have to do that. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless you all.